A new bill reintroduced to Congress this month aims to halt development of wind turbines on the Great Lakes. The Lakes Before Turbines Act was originally proposed in 2023 by Representative Nick Langworthy of New York, who is also behind this latest effort to get it passed. In a statement released last Friday, he said, "Wind turbines do not belong on the shorelines of our Great Lakes," and questioned their reliability, environmental impacts, potential detriments to the region's vital tourism industry, and economic feasibility. Concerns the congressman previously voiced back in 2024 during a press conference advocating for this legislation. They're expensive, they're unreliable, and they'd harm our lake's precious ecosystem while having a negligible impact on the energy supply, Langworthy said. Langworthy's bill would prohibit wind energy developers from utilizing tax credits for building turbines on any of the Great Lakes, a move he says will deter future projects due to their high costs, especially without government assistance. However, previous estimates of the Great Lakes' wind energy potential indicate this bill's adoption could leave a lot of unrealized electricity on the table. According to the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, the Great Lakes could support 160 gigawatts of capacity for fixed-bottom turbines and more than 400 gigawatts for floating systems. That much power would actually exceed the annual electricity consumption in 5 out of the 8 U.S. states bordering these bodies of water. While the Lakes Before Turbines Act failed to become law after its first introduction to Congress 2 years ago, the bill is now once again before the legislative body for further consideration. And with the Trump administration in office and promoting a much different energy policy than the pro-renewables stance seen during the Biden era, this legislation may have a better chance of gaining momentum its second time around. That change in priorities regarding renewables has already led one major international power company to reduce its investments in this sector, as RWE, the world's second largest developer of offshore wind farms, is scaling back its spending by almost $11 billion through 2030, in part due to the uncertainty facing U.S. clean energy projects under Trump.